Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witch School's Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witch School's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Bright blessings, wonderful listeners, and welcome to Lady Bridget's Ask a Witch, the show where you can call in with your most pressing questions and hopefully get some answers. We'll talk about household and magical tips, share crafty hints and how-tos, and discuss everything in between, from the curious students to the novice, from beginners to high priestess and priests, from coven leaders to event planners, from speakers to the maids, the mothers, and the crones. This show is for you. I'll do my best to answer your questions or try to find the answers if possible. We have a whole community here to work with, so grab a seat. Join us for a spell or two, and remember, there are no stupid questions, just unasked ones.
Welcome, everybody, to Ask a Witch. I'm Mama Bear, and with me we have the wonderful Lady Bridget. I'm clicking the button, so she has to talk now. Are you there, Lady Bridget?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks, Mama Bear. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am here.
Okay.
And I'm live. I have my microphone on now, so I can talk, and I can be heard. Uh-oh. If I don't pull the phone out, I just realized my phone was run down, and I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to put it on charge to do the show so you can hear me? And it dawned on me, you know, I've got, of course, I have a Mac. So I can stick one end of the charger into my Mac keyboard and put my phone there. So my phone is charging as we speak. Ha-ha.
Oh, that's good.
I'm pretty clever for an old lady, aren't I?
Watch out. You might be getting tech savvy on us.
Yeah, well, that I have down pretty good, I think.
So tell us about the beautiful, loving little family, the plant family that you created. I love those. You shared the picture on our Facebook
page. Oh, did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is the result of wiping my son and his family all drink 2-liter soda pop bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that came from. I got soda pop bottles from him, and I cut them down. I found that on Pinterest.
Okay.
So what I did is I cut it down, and how did we do that? Cut those down, cut the top, kept the top part as a funnel, and I used buttons on the small 20-ounce size bottles. On the bigger 2-liter size bottles, on those I used just wiggly eyes that I got at like one of the craft stores.
Mm-hmm.
And you get like a package of them for $1, so they're not really expensive. Same for the bottom. I just saved different bottle caps, and I put the wiggly eyes, some of them I glued them in. That E6000 glue that you turned me on to is like so great. And
oh,
so
yeah,
I used that. It really is, and that's what I used to glue those on with. I think I did one with hot glue, did those, and I think the 6000 glue worked a little bit better than the hot glue worked.
Well, I've always found that hot glue, if it, you know, during temperature extremes, like if it goes from being warm to cold, the stuff doesn't adhere as well. Whereas the E6000 is watertight. Once it's dry, it's waterproof, and it won't affect it.
Yeah, it did seem really sturdy. And I decorated the bottles before I put the dirt in, and those marigolds I bought because mine have not come up yet. We're getting a late start on the season here. At least I am, because I can't start mine indoors. I can't start seeds indoors. I have no room. And for some reason, I have horrible luck trying to start things from seed indoors. But if I put them out in my, if I were to put them in the greenhouse, I would have had them growing. But my greenhouse bit the dust, so it was too cold to get the other one up yet. And you know, it was just
I had bad luck with my gourd seeds, the ones that I ordered online. I put them in those little starter cells, you know, with new dirt and everything. They didn't germinate, and they didn't germinate. I thought, well, this is getting on my nerves. I carried the whole tray outside and set them on the dirt in the area that I'm going to plant them. And you know, within two days, they were germinating.
Really?
Yeah, so it's almost like the earth was encouraging them to come on out and play or something. But they did nothing.
Guess.
They did nothing for a month.
Wild. Wow, that's really weird. Very strange indeed.
Yeah, it probably had a lot to do with the lack of sunlight or whatever. I don't know. But now the loofah gourds have finally started to sprout. And I hope my long neck gourds too. And I've gotten a lot of sunflowers planted. Some of them come up already. But, you know, we have until October here, the end of October, before it gets cold. So I could plant the sunflowers all the way through to June.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I plant them. I'll keep planting and putting them in. Someone told me that sunflowers did not transplant very well. So you should
start
them in little pots from seed.
Mm-hmm.
Really? See, now
I haven't had that. I have planted, you know, I have put them in those little pots, and they shoot up really quick. So I went outside, put them in the dirt, and they fell over and died.
Don't tell me that, because I just put a whole bunch in for that.
It may not be the same for you. All I know is that they like my dirt, but they don't like to be anywhere else.
Wow, and I bought good dirt. I guess I'm going to find out, because I wanted to pot some. And we have a urban plant exchange and sale coming up with our Witch Hat Society. So I was going to, you know, make a few of those up, and I figured I could put them in cute little pots, and I was going to sell some of those. I thought I would make some of those little pot families like I had posted on Facebook. I shouldn't say pot. That makes people think, oh, she's growing pot. Please, no. I am not a pot grower. I tried it once, a couple times, but no, I have no luck with that. They come out really pathetic, and they get so far and they die. I have no luck with those plants. So if it ever, I mean, it's legal in a lot of places. If it was ever legal here to grow, I wouldn't even try. I wouldn't even try. I have no luck. I have tried before, and they came out really pathetic. My son's friends laughed at my growing attempts. That's how bad it was. So, yeah. So anyhow, and with that, I was going to say, it's interesting to see what will sprout from these sunflower seeds that I put in. I hope they do okay. I hope they make
for
our plant exchange. So we'll see how they work. Otherwise, I'm just going to scatter seeds around. My bird seeds, I feed the birds out here, and all the bird seeds have sunflower seeds in them. And
yeah, mine does too.
I get different kinds of bird. I love that, because I get different kinds of sunflower seeds from that bird. You know, what the birds drop and what the birds don't get. Last year I had really, they weren't real tall, but they were pretty. They had real bright yellow, butter yellow flowers. And some of them had a center that was like a chocolate brown center. And they were like 10 feet high. They were so tall. And some were only like 2 or 3 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
So different varieties that go in there. It's pretty cool. But speaking of cool, we're talking about wind chime magic tonight. I bet you all like to do wind chimes. Most people like wind chimes, except for cranky old neighbors that will yell at you, get rid of those things. Turn them off. Get rid of them. Turn them off. Well, first of all, dude, you can't turn them off. Oh, I know. I'm so glad they're not there anymore. But the guy was a cranky old dude, and he hated them because I had them like on my driveway side, which was, they were on the other side. And he'd complain when we had real windy days with it. So that's probably when I first moved in here, and he was, you know, yakking about it. And I said, look, old man, you better quit or I'll put more up, and then I'll do my witchy-hitchy cat butt thing, and you are not going to be happy. So I don't know if I can say the other word on the air, but I don't know if I can say. I don't know. Can we say ass? But I threatened to do my witchy-hitchy cat ass thing, and I said he never bothered me about it after that. Never had a problem after that. But I do use them magically. I use them just for pure enjoyment, and that's the beauty of it, because people don't know whether that's a magical wind chime or whether that's just a fun wind chime hanging around
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would tell you something. The more you have around your house, the more, you know, as the wind blows. Now, I don't know about where you guys are, but here we have horrible thunderstorms. And I mean, they can be really horrible. But I had one set of wind chimes that was the great big long tubes, and that thing didn't even ring. You know, but I would hear it in the middle of the night just before the storm hit. That would wake me up.
Wow.
And say, okay, it's time to shut windows.
Wow. That's interesting. Interesting.
There's so many different types of the beauty of wind chimes is they could be made out of anything.
That's
basically
the thing.
You know, and you let your mind go free. And if you're building this wind chime or creating this wind chime with magical purpose in mind, then you can do an even better job of creating one.
Mhm. You know, that's the thing. And If you keep an open mind about it and start checking it out, like if you go on Pinterest, oh my gosh, folks, you'll see all sorts of ideas and some cool ideas with it too. But there's so many different types. For those of you who are just tuning in, there's nobody in our chat room right now, so I suspect. We are having some sort of difficulty with Blog Talk because I have my students are always in our chat room unless there's a problem with the chat room. So anyway, we're talking about wind chimes, and for those who are listening to us live as we speak, if you have any comments about the wind chimes or wind chime magic or anything you'd like to share, please give us a call. We're at 347-308-8222 and press the number 1 to get in the queue to talk to us. So what kind of wind chimes are there?
You know, so
should we talk about that, like the different kinds that there are?
Yeah, we could talk about that because I've seen them made from every metal, bamboo, glass. But, you know, I like copper ones. I like the tone of the copper ones.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're good for generating and sending off energy, too. But what are your favorite types?
You know, there's so many different things. For me personally, I look at them in various ways. I look at them as being small ones that little kids have made with buttons, and you can use like embroidery floss, tie them onto a stick. The one that I saw on Pinterest, I said, you know, I've seen this before at craft fairs, and I really think it's cool because it's all keys, and they can be in a spiral. I've seen them made as a regular type of a wind chime, as you would see like a metal one done. Mm-hmm. And my husband, being part-time locksmith there, we've got keys that I can use to make it with, and different types of keys, which is cool. So
right.
That's pretty neat. We have a lot of skeleton keys because it's a superstition thing, I guess you would say.
Oh,
but
I have a bunch, too. I must have 50 of them.
Oh, my God. Send them to me. I want them. I want them. I collect them. I love them. We all of us, my kids from other mothers, you know, my best friends, they've all gotten to where everybody carries a skeleton key on their keychain to bring you good luck, to keep you from losing your keys. And my youngest son, every set of keys he has that he has not put on a skeleton key, he's lost them. He's had two sets like that he lost. One of them he thought he lost.
They say, too, that if you carry one, if you carry a skeleton key on your key ring, it'll unlock doors of opportunity that would not normally have been open for you.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, that's cool.
So especially if you're going out job hunting or something, carry a skeleton mm-hmm. key with you.
Ah, good idea. Now, if you live where it's tropical, when I've been to the Bahamas, Jamaica, you go in tropical areas, or even down in Florida, places like that, you see the tourist souvenir shop. They'll have things that it's like a wind chime. It's made out of seashells, or they're
uh-huh.
made out of different types of painted shells. You could do that. And if you really want to do something that's kind of fun with a group, or just to do by yourself, you can make a wind chime out of objects that you find just hiking in the woods. It would be fun to do. You could use seed pods and sticks. You could use stones. I've seen people use walnut, the walnut shells, because they're big, they're textured,
right.
They're black. You just don't mess with walnuts. If you know what I'm saying about walnuts, you mess with them.
Uh-huh, you'll get discolored and stay that way.
Turns your fingers black. Yeah, it does. Uh-huh. The juice from it. But men and walnuts are good. So, and you know, that's something to think about, you know, using natural elemental things. It's fun to do that. So don't limit your thoughts on wind chimes just being made out of metal. They can be made out of anything. Bells, keys, even tableware. I've seen them made out of forks and spoons and old things like that.
We have that in the South a lot. They hang them, but mm-hmm. they don't hang them just for the wind chime effect. As they blow in the breeze, they chase off bad spirits.
Yes. There's more to them than just the melodies. They can be hung anywhere. That's the other beauty about them. You know, you have to, if you're going to hang them, think about your placement purposes. Is it going to be magical? Is it just for pleasure? Are you going to hang them inside the house or outside the house? What? I hear our listeners. Did you hear somebody say they never thought of putting them inside the house? Oh, my.
Oh, nobody
you don't
would
know.
Say that, especially if they've been to my house.
I mean, I cannot believe that anybody who knows you and I would not think of putting them inside the house. You bet you, baby. Bet your bippy. Put them inside the house. A gentle breeze can make them blow and tinkle and tingle and whatever. Oh, my goodness. I'm really... I have them in sections in the house that don't necessarily get any wind or draft. So
uh-huh.
when I do hear them tinkle or chime, when I do hear the metal tubes hitting, it's either somebody's in that room, one of the family members, or there is a spirit
something
in that room. Yeah.
That's
because
one of the reasons why I have them in strange places.
Yes. I tell the spirits they're allowed to ring that. I helped a friend cross over. I had a friend pass away, and she was a friend, she was a student, she was best friend. And after her passing, I walked through the house, and I said, well, you know the routine. You've been in here long enough. You've been at my house enough times. You know, she just lives here too. So I said, but I'm showing you, I'm going to give you a tour of all the new ones. So, you know, I said, you know where the old ones are. You know where all the old bells. I have bells everywhere. I have them hanging from the hinges of the cabinets. I have them hanging from latches on windows. I have a dragon that has a little bell in his hand that hangs from the latch. I have them everywhere. But I had gotten some new ones. So I took her on a tour and showed her where the new ones were hanging. So when she comes to visit, let me know she's here. So we had talked about that with her and I. So that was pretty cool. But think about that. You can hang them inside the house. You can hang them outside the house. There are even wind chimes that you can buy to hang from the rearview mirror of your car. I know because I have
awesome.
Two.
Oh, I that is awesome.
Of one of them is dragons. One is dragons, and the other one is a sun, moon, star kind of wind chime. And it's one brings protection, and the other one is to keep the car running in good condition. Plenty of forewarning if something's going to go out. So,
well,
and
you know
so
what?
Far,
it
knock
came
on,
about gremlins.
Knock on wood.
Yep,
oh,
gremlin.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing to keep a gremlin off your vehicle.
Yes, it would, and away from there. So think about that. You know, you can hang them anywhere. You can make them, you can find a place. Some of my wind chimes and some of Mama's wind chimes, as we were mentioning, are hung in a permanent place, and some are temporary. Do you ever move yours around?
Oh, yeah. You know, it depends on if it's a magical wind chime, if I'm doing something with it. Yeah, I will take it down, use it for that purpose, and hang it where it's supposed to be. But then when that's done, I'll take it down, I'll cleanse it, and I'll hang it someplace else. I have little, like, tree branches in my house that I have little baubles hanging from, and I have wind chimes mm-hmm. there. Those are the ones that I charge and use for magical purposes. And I take them wherever I want to put them outside. But I don't leave them out because they're small and they're delicate. And like I say, we have terrible storms. But I'm in the market to buy new, bigger wind chimes for spell work.
You're going to be in for a real surprise.
Uh-huh.
Because the prices
I know.
On them have
Sticker
gone
shock
way
is
up.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh, you can't believe it. There was a lady who was buying some wind chimes at the store. I was at the garden center a couple days ago, Saturday, and this lady was buying wind chimes, and she I heard her pick it up. I watched her listening to it and testing it, and then she looked at the tag, and she went, oh, my, just like
uh-huh.
I started laughing.
And you know what? 15 years ago, you would have a fit if you had to pay $8 for a good set of chimes.
Exactly. And this was a small set. It was a small
uh-huh.
chime with a it had a wooden piece to it, but it was a small one. It was $35. And I laughed, and she looked at me, and I said, I'm sorry. It's just I've been looking and shopping for wind chimes myself lately. We just had a little get together with my, I didn't tell her it was my Witch Hat Society, but we had a get together with the Witch Hat Society. We did a wind chime exchange as part of our theme, and we talked about wind chime magic there. So, but, you know, so I've been out pricing them and looking, and was like, oh my gosh, you know, it's really bad. So I put up on our site, I was saying, here's places to look where they're affordable if you're not going to make one of your own, but think about what you could do to make your own. So,
yeah,
but everybody bought.
I was going to say that's the whole point, you know. Especially if you're going to use it for magical purposes, create it mm-hmm. yourself.
Right. Definitely, and to hang them inside, you can use like tote hooks, or you can get those planter type hooks, or
uh-huh.
you can get those. You know what I mean by a planter hook? It's like the kind that you put into the ceiling.
Well, you can even get the kind you can screw into the wall that have like an arm that comes out, and they have two or three little hooks on them that you could hang things with. And those are easy to mount.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Or you can even do, they have those 3D, not 3D, the 3M stick on the wall
ones. Oh, yeah, those sticker things.
Yeah, if you get a big one that has a large enough hook, you can set that on one so that there's enough space in between, you know, that and the wall. There's, you know, you can use them for elemental directions and sounds, and that was something I was going to share if I can do this. We're going to try and do it. I'm having issue with my computer mouse. I went to put new batteries in my mouse. I'm going to have to buy a new one, I think. One of the batteries leaked.
Ooh.
Which I put new batteries in this mouse, and it didn't start acting up. And it just, one day it was like acting crazy, and I thought, why is it doing that? And then I realized what was going on is when I went to look at the batteries, one of them is leaked. I'm going to try to make sure I have sound. I was going to try to do this so you could hear it. And I'm not sure how to
Well,
do
while
this.
You work on that, I'm going to go ahead and tell them that, you know, The best thing that you can remember, there, go ahead, you got it?
No, that was the wrong thing.
Okay.
I can't get it to stop. And, you know, with the mouse not working right, it makes it hard to stop here.
Anyway, one of the things that you can remember, now you know the old saying of knock on wood? Well, if you've got a wind chime in your house and... You know, how people go, oh, well, this is going great right now, knock on wood. Don't do that. Go ring your chime. Ring your wind chime. And that'll chase off any negative thought you may have had about it. You know, just if you get into that habit, you'll be dispelling it a whole lot easier than just knocking on wood. Because how many people actually have wood in their house anymore? You know, everything is like some kind of pressed stuff. I hate that stuff.
Right. Oh, Yeah, particle board, that's horrible. So, you know, I think sometimes, we have a guest. Hello, guest, yay. Sometimes you think of sound, you know, for each quarter when you're doing, like, elements. And if you wanted to do something elemental, you can incorporate a lot. Like, just as an example, you can incorporate the sound. Color, white, yellow would be colors that you might use for air. You could use things like arrows and feathers and, you know, little things. Or you could make out of clay, you could make clouds just to represent the air. So little things like that. This is what it might sound like, I hope.
That was pretty. Hello. Lady Bridges' phone just died. She fell off the board. And I'm going to shoot her. Well, while we wait for her to call back and we get back onto the topic of the wind chimes, I'm going to talk a little bit about wind or air magic. And that's basically the power behind using the wind chime. Did you know that there is absolutely no wind on the equator? I was freaked out when I found that out because it never occurred to me that they wouldn't have wind there because the whole planet has wind. But no, on the equator, there is no wind. And then when you think about it, wind, just like ocean currents, is how our mother, this great Earth, returns everything to balance. And we have Lady Bridget back with us. Are you there? I'm going to shoot you.
I am here. I don't know what happened. I think what happened is I went to play that sound, and maybe because I was plugged in, maybe that's what happened. Let me see if I can try this again. I'm sorry. Can you hear it?
Yeah. That sounds so good.
That's what I kind of figure the sound of air would be, just like that light.
A tinkle. Yeah, kind of, a tinkle.
Yeah. And it's hard to manipulate. I wonder if I turn this mouse. No, I'm afraid to turn the mouse off because then I'll get another screen.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to try this one. This is going to be for, the first one was east. This will be south.
I really like that one. And she's gone again. Are you there? Nope, she's gone again. She's going to have to quit that. Okay, we're going to go back to some wind again, okay? Now, the magic of air. In Feng Shui, wind chimes are believed to bless your home with prosperity and happiness. Hang a set by your front door so that good energy will be brought in every time the wind blows. Now, as an interesting contrast, in certain parts of Appalachia where I'm from, wind chimes are considered a bad idea because they call up the spirits of the dead. Now, I don't buy that, but yeah, there's some people there that will. Sailors had a number of superstitions about wind and air. In some cultures, it was said that if a ship was becalmed at sea, sticking a knife in the mainmast would draw the wind to the sails, as would throwing a halfpenny overboard. Also, shooting stars meant the wind was about to pick up, and whistling aboard ship would call up an ill wind. Those are some bad superstitions. In parts of the British Isles, tradition says that a howling dog indicates that the wind is coming to take away the spirits of the dead. And some of the deities that are associated with air and wind is Amun, Egyptian, Hera, Greek, Jupiter, Roman, Njord, Norse, Nut, Egyptian, Quetzalcoatl, Aztec, Taranis, Celtic, and Zeus was Greek. So these are some of the gods and their association with wind. So if you want to dedicate a wind chime, pick one of the gods that are over that element. And we still don't have Lady Bridget back. So now, as a way to honor your elements, you can make or buy something special to place in or near each receptive quarter. Now, that's what we say using wind chimes for as a general purpose. Now, wind chimes for the east might have real bird feathers or charms and maybe yellow or white beads or stone. In the south, they may have red beads and stones such as rose quartz or carnelian and other symbols that represent the element of fire. West chimes might be decorated with blue beads, stones, and cords, while earth chimes might be decorated with the colors of the earth, such as greens, browns, blacks, and natural items. And we have Lady Bridget back again. Are you there?
I'm sorry. Trying to play
Don't do
these
that
chimes.
Again.
I'm not going to do that. I was trying to play these for people to hear it online, and for some reason, I even unplugged my charger, so it shouldn't have done that. I don't know why it's doing that, but I do have a handout later on. Because Anna and I have a handout we put together here, and it has a link. It's a really cool site. It's called whimsicalwinds.com, and that's where I got the idea for the sounds. I have always had them in my head, but I was trying to find online somewhere or something that would give you an idea of what they sounded like. So I did this handout for y'all that has that in there, and you can click on those links and see what the chimes sound like. So I have it for earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Don't want to forget that. So
while you were lost in space, I went through the next next paragraph about how to make them out of the elements for the quarters, and now you can start talking about how there's videos online that you can use, and we're giving a link to that.
Oh, my goodness. So many videos. There's many YouTube videos on how to make the various type of wind chimes. So what we did is we gave you one solid link And when you see, when you click on this link, you will see what we mean when we say there are tons. There's lots of videos to show you how to do it. You could even, if you have your own wind chimes, like Kazan and I, ones that are sitting outside, older ones that have weathered the storm, they're starting to show signs of wear.
Mm-hmm.
And some
they're
of
falling
them,
apart.
I was just going to say that. Some of mine have been falling apart because we had all this really high wind and bad weather. So, you know, mine were falling apart. Well, when there's still pieces on there, it's easy to figure out when they're, when you have a brand new wind chime, if all you have is pieces and parts, look at how our brand new wind chime is done. An idea, if you don't have the pesos to go buy one, you go to the store with your handy little cell phone and take a picture. Take a couple. You know what I'm saying? And that gives you an idea on how to put it together.
And you know what? I want to make this suggestion, too. I put mine back together with 20-pound test fishing line. I mean, that's some really stout fishing line.
And we have, if you scroll, you're going to have to really scroll way down on the Ask a Witch site that Kazan and I have tons of stuff. Kazan posts a lot more on there, mostly because we always go to the same places, so I know she'll put it up. She has more time to do that, too. I've had a couple weeks off here, so I haven't had as much time in what I post. I've been working through my phone. But if you scroll way on down our site, there is a tutorial on how to tie, I think, 5 different knots. Do you remember that one,
yeah,
Mama?
It's 5 different knots, yeah. And it's in the tutorial. It's in the Facebook page itself, so you'll have to scroll.
Yeah. But it'll show you, you can use that, like she said, that test line or fishing line. People tell me, oh, I hate, you can't use that because it won't knot. I tell you, it does not. You can tie knots with it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the basic ones is a square knot.
But sometimes those will pull through because those plastic don't hold. But I think a square knot is good. I use it on almost everything. And then when we came across, I think, I don't know which one of us found it first, but that one with the 5 knots on there, that's fabulous. That works great.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I think that you can go in there, print that off. It shows you a tutorial how to tie these knots. So if you want to use fishing line, you can use fishing line, but you can also go online, order cord online if you don't have places around that, you know, you could get it from. But I would say check out some of your home and garden places. Check out, here we have a place called Tractor Supply. My husband bought cording in there so he could fix one of my favorite wind chimes that broke in a bad storm, and I was upset. So he went out there and he got it and he fixed it and looked like brand new, and it's still holding up really well, and it's a heavy duty cord, so that's something else to look at. When you're making it, you want to think about the overall length, because you don't want it so long that it scrapes on the ground, and you don't want it hitting against a wall. So,
right.
Consider. Should we talk about the parts and pieces? Do you have that handout?
Okay, let me see here.
Wind chime buying.
We got the diagram.
Guide.
Okay, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the diagram. This is going to be a handout, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. In the diagram, it has a complete drawing and what the different parts are. And they recommend the overall length in inches measured from the top of the ring hook to the bottom of the sail, which is the bottom of the, you know, the little thing that claps back and forth. Okay, and it'll give you really good ideas on how to look. See, what they're telling you is how to look for it, what to look for, but it also gives you good ideas. Okay, this is what I need to make an appropriate one. So if they're saying the number of tubes that a wind chime has determines the number of tones. Well, that might be relevant or it might not be, depending on what you're making it out of. So,
right.
But this is a good guide as far as, you know, determining how to put it together. But you know what? I've seen so many different ones on Pinterest that I don't think there is a guide anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had a note here about if you're going to paint a wind chime, if you're doing this for magical purpose, you can add magical powders to your paint.
Oh, you know, and I had thought about that. That was also suggested by one of our listeners. Desiree mentioned that to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, because I've done it. You can use it in the paint. I've done it in wood stain when I did wind chimes for money. I used wood stain on it, and then I took the money powder that I make, and I sprinkled the money powder into the stain while it was still wet on the wind chime. I did it right on the
right.
wind chime itself while it was still wet. So I did it that way.
Okay. Well, what about what you make it for? If you're using the powder, do you do a sealer on it, or you just let the wind carry the powder away?
No, once it's done, I do a sealer. I want to keep
okay.
it in there. So, and that's why if you do it while the paint is still wet, you can
mm-hmm.
you can either mix it into the paint itself, or you could mix it into the stain itself. I prefer just to put it because you're not going to. If I'm not going to use that whole thing of paint, you know what I mean?
I don't
want it like that. So I don't want to waste it. So what I would do for my what I have done. Is I squeeze paint onto a paper plate, and then paint the wooden pieces with that. Then I take the powder mix, my money powder mix, and I sprinkle it right on while it's still wet.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a specific pattern. Just sprinkle it on there. It doesn't have to look pretty. It'll be all right. Nobody's really going to notice it. Or say, oh, you made a line and it was crooked. Nobody's going to care. Just sprinkle it on there. Blow it on there if you want, you know. I would do that. But that's how I've done it.
Oh,
and it'll stay. And then, use a clear sealer, spray sealer.
Uh-huh.
Let it
dry
and seal it.
Another form of, and they're not actually wind chimes themselves, but they use the wind. Is the Native Americans make what they call tobacco ties or prayer ties. And you
mm-hmm.
just cut a little square out and in the appropriate color. Say if you want healing, you know, you would use yellow or green. And if you wanted finances, then you would use green. So they would take the little squares, put some tobacco in it, tie it up real tight up into a bundle, and hang them on a string and let the wind, as it blew through, carry your request out. So this is not new. I mean, the ancient Chinese used this type of wind magic. Native Americans
mm-hmm.
used it. So we need
mm-hmm.
to get back onto it because it really
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely.
It enchants your home, outside
right.
and in.
You know, and that's another handout we have for Oh, that's not a handout. That was part of the discussion, or is that a handout? Aaron Wind Magic, is that a handout or a discussion?
Yeah, we went through that, but we can give it as a handout. We went through that while you were in the void.
Okie dokie then. Yeah, I like that. And you know what else I'd like to do for future? Maybe do fire magic and, you know, go with each of the four
earth magic,
directions.
Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Right.
Fire magic,
okay.
water magic, earth magic. It's not like we couldn't find something or go through our own book of shadows to come up with things to do for that.
No, we're not going to let you talk all night on fire. We can do a show on glitter magic.
Well, glitter magic goes in with, I don't know, I guess it goes in with all four quarters, doesn't it? You can use
right.
glitter magic everywhere.
And
yeah,
it just depends
yeah.
on how you're using it.
That's
but
true.
I hope
that
you know that you give some thought, real creative thought, into making wind chimes for magical purposes. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Like Lady Bridget was saying, you know, go out collecting things. You know, I'm a junk person. let me loosen a thrift shop and I can do amazing things. So,
oh, or even the dollar stores, you know.
Oh,
now you can
yeah.
go if you want to do a wind chime for each of the elements I mentioned earlier about east using air, you know, for air using air. Oh, good golly, Miss Molly, using white and yellow and arrows and feathers, and don't forget you can make these things out of clay too. Or one of us put up a little how-to kind of thing on our Ask a Witch Facebook page for using old spices, or even you can even use new spices. But when your spices start getting out of freshness, you can mix them up you can mix them all together, and you can put them in silicone molds and make shapes. But it also said to use a clay called bentonite, something I am not familiar with, as crafty as I am. But mix it up with bentonite clay, and you could make little wind chime things like that that are not permanent. They would only be temporary, because once it starts to rain, of course, it might. I don't know if it would melt with the bentonite clay in it or not, but, you know, it's meant to be used out if it's going to be outside. It's the weather's going to probably deteriorate it, so you could use it for wish magic, which would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to have it for something else, you could hang that in the house. It doesn't have
right.
to go outside. So,
and if you want, you can even use the regular modeling clay or sculpey clay or even dough clay and cut
right.
out shapes. Roll it out, cut out shapes, paint them. You know, I love when you're making your own dough. Because then you add your own herbs and everything else you want right into it.
Yes. Oh, so much fun. And plus, as you're making it, you're putting all that energy into it. And you're thinking about what your goal is. You're thinking about, you know, it's on your mind as you're collecting the ingredients, as you're starting to assemble your ingredients, and as you start to make these, and if you're using the salt dough or the clay, as you're starting to form it and starting to make it, it's in your mind what you're making it for. It's in your mind
mm-hmm.
what the purpose of it is for. And, of course, I'm going to say what Kazan and I always tell you, do it in a magical circle. If you're doing this for magic, if you're doing your wind chimes for a magical purpose, do it in your magical circle. Or at
Definitely.
Least bring them in the magical circle and, you know, charge them for their... If it's a store-bought one, bring it into your magical circle to give it the energy. It's like programming a crystal. Talk to it. Tell it what you want it to do, what you want it to be for. If you're going to do an elemental for... What would you say for fire? For south?
Ooh. Okay, but now here's the thing, all right? If you're wanting to use an object that you can collect from fire, get yourself, and I would love to find it too, some old wood that has been hit by lightning.
Oh, that is
that
so
would be
cool.
Awesome.
I have pieces like that. I have wood
okay.
like that.
All right. And another thing is quartz crystal. It's a good stand-in for almost everything, all right? And another one is diamonds, but I'm not going to put a diamond in there.
Well, it depends on the diamond. I don't know. Depends on where it came from. That's a good idea, what you could do from that diamond from the X. You know? That's if they gave you a diamond. First of all, it's got to be big enough that you can see without the magnifying glass. Yeah, I turned mine into a cocktail ring. It was like, that's the most pathetic thing, you know. I know. No, I was grateful at the time. You know, you're so young and you're so, oh, that's so nice of you to give me a diamond. And even though I need a magnifying glass, it's the thought that counts. Yeah.
Another
sure.
stone that can be used is lava rocks.
Oh, yes.
Because they come from the earth, but they are created through fire, you know, when they come out. So I think lava rocks are just awesome for combining earth and fire, either one you wanted to use. But I associate lava rocks more with fire than I do with earth.
Yeah, I would too. Because, you know, like you say, it comes from fire. So that's
mm-hmm.
a very good idea, lava rocks. That's really good to incorporate into an elemental one, you know.
I think so. You know, the water
you could
one
use
is going
like,
to be... The water one is what got me stumped.
Well, I was going to say, you could use beads that were like red beads or anything
mm-hmm.
like that for fire.
Right.
If you're going for water, I would say with water, use blues. Blues and ocean colors, blue-green.
Seashells.
Use seashells, yes, absolutely. Seashells, anything, coral, pieces of coral. Shark's tooth, if you live in the tropical areas, that all the tourist shops have these little things that you can buy. You know, you can get them for a quarter. Oh, here's a shark tooth for a quarter. And you think, wow,
right.
They got a lot of, yeah, those are probably made in some factory before it's really a real shark tooth. But it's just the idea.
Right.
You know, you could do that for water. What would you do for earth?
Oh, there's so many things. Okay. Well, one of the things that I would like to do whenever I like to add herbs that are earth ruled. But another thing that I like to do for earth is I like to add anything that green. Okay. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a bead. It doesn't matter if it's something I created out of dough. And I also like to use that symbol of the goddess. You know, the one, the river goddess, where her hands are up above her head. I love to put that in there under the earth.
Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What would you use?
I like that, too. I would use, like you, I would use beads that would be earth colors, earth tones, greens, blues, brown, or greens and browns, not blue. Greens and browns, earth tone, earth colors. I would use seed pods and sticks and stones. Sticks and stones won't break your bones. I would use, like, just different things that I, like I said earlier about hiking, I would use things that I find just out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff.
And you'd be amazed. Okay. I know for a long time when I first moved here, you know, I would go hiking in the woods and I would find little bones from where the owls and other predators had eaten. And they left the bones
mm-hmm.
behind. And I took the little back vertebrae that I found and made beautiful earrings out of them. They would go excellent on a wind chime, too. It just depends on where you are and what you're willing to look for.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And
so,
if you really don't want to bother with making one, you know, it's a simple thing to buy one, bring it home, cleanse it through incense smoke or smudge it, you know, whatever, and then do a ritual to dedicate it to a purpose. And this means if his job is to protect it, the house, then you dedicate it to protection. But if you're going to use it for different magical purposes, one after the other, they have to be thoroughly cleansed and rededicated between workings.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about that. Do you think that when you do that, that when you do something like that, if you repurpose it, after you've cleansed it and everything, do you think that it depletes the energy of that item? Do you know what I'm trying
to
say?
No, because you recharge it. You know, in my opinion, you are the charge
question.
To begin with.
And
it's going to be as equal to what you can give it.
Yeah, because I feel the same. I agree. I feel the same way. And that's why I'm going, this is a stupid question. I never should have asked. But, of course, our listeners wouldn't know. I already know the answer. You and I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
My God, we must have been paraded at birth sometimes. That's what I think.
Well, one of the things about using stones and crystals, okay, if your crystal or your stone does not have a hole in it that you can string to it, one of the things that you can do, and again, we're going back to E6000 again, honestly and truly, you can wrap heavy cord around a stone. If you put a beam or a thing of glue around where you want the string, put it on there, tie it tight, and leave it sit overnight. The next day, that knot will be secure. It will stay on that rock.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have repaired jewelry with it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have
uh-huh.
too. I have repaired jewelry with it, and it's held up very well, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do something for spirit, I would use white, silver, and gold. What would you use?
For me, spirit is always purple. So anything I can get my hands on, that was purple.
My favorite color. I never thought of using color. I never thought of purple for spirit. What type of elements would you use then for spirit? I mean, what would what things would you use?
Well, don't you think that this is just my opinion, but spirit is a combination of all the elements. So I would think if I'm going to make a spirit site, I'm going to have the combination of all four of the other elements there with it. One of the things I would want to put on there is like a skull bead or something.
Of course. Couldn't go without a skull bead. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have my skull beads. So, yeah.
Oh, what are your thoughts on other things to add to it?
You know, the same thing as you. I would do stones. I would do skull beads. And definitely combinations of everything. You could do like a single strand or a single cord, you know, with all that on there. That might be pretty fun. So, anyway, we're coming down to the end of our show here, Mama.
Oh, that went quick.
Yes, it does. Time flies when we have fun, doesn't it? Next week, want to talk about what's coming up? Do you know?
Next week, we are going to go into not magic. Is it magic? Is it not? The uses and the practical applications of knot tying. And we're not talking about hitching a boat up.
No, we're not. We're talking about making a witch's ladder. Making and using witch's ladders. It's going to be very interesting. Tying.
And for those of you who... Yeah, for those of you who are not familiar with using them, this is ancient. This goes way, 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 way back.
Yes, it does. And, of course, we'll have websites for you to check out, so you'll want to be sure to tune in. And, of course, if you miss our show, gosh, heaven forbid, God's forbid, if you miss our show, it's not a big thing. You can always listen in on the archives. And if you want to hear a show again, you know, maybe there was something you wanted to re-listen to, something you wanted to hear over again, because there's good information that Mama and I give on the show that we don't necessarily hand out or give on the Facebook page. So, you know, it's always worth listening to the show a second time. So all you have to do, just go in and check out the archives. You can listen to any of our shows in the archives. And with that, I guess it's time for us to start saying our adieu, our bye-byes, our bye-bye. you know, I hope it's a good week for everybody. I hope you have a good week of happiness and good health. And think about your loved ones. Think about someone besides yourself. Think about your loved ones for sure. Always, always tell people you love them. You never know when's the last time you're going to see them. You know, tomorrow could be it. They could get hit by a car or a train or a plane could drop on them. And so make sure you let people know you love them, that you're there for them, and be good to yourself. You have a good week, and blessed be.
God has blessed everybody.
Air I am, fire I am, water, earth, and spirit I am. Air I am, fire I am, water, earth, and spirit I am. Air I am, fire I am, water, earth, and spirit I am. Air I am, fire I am, water, earth, and spirit I am. Air I am, fire I am, water, earth, and spirit I am. Air I am.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's anyone, anytime, anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years, and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night,